Get Woke, Go Broke. The latest organization to adopt progressive policies and face financial ruin is the Boy Scouts of America. Or, well, the Scouts of America, since they're no longer just for boys or even for masculine values. Hey, everybody, I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle on the upcoming Chapter 11 filing of Scouts BSA, as the Boy Scouts are now known. Gentlemen, this story, I was a scout, I was a Cub Scout, I never made Eagle, I ended up having to go to military school for reasons we're not going to talk about. So I wasn't able to finish my scouting experience, but I loved the scouting experiences that I did have. My dad was an Eagle Scout. He made Eagle at the age of 14, the youngest possible age
you can make
Eagle. It's kind of a family tradition. I'm sorry that I had to pull my son out of it in second or third grade because they outlawed squirt guns. And when the Boy Scouts outlawed squirt guns, I thought, you know, I may as well pull my son out of Cub Scouts right now because I can see the direction this organization is going.
If you outlaw squirt guns, only outlaws
will have squirt guns. You know. And they said the same thing about whoopee cushions, and it turned out to be true. There's some serious stuff going on here, though. The reason the Scouts are in such trouble is they have all these lawsuits about sexual predation on Scouts from Scoutmasters to settle, and they don't have the money to pay out these lawsuits because they have dwindling membership, and the dwindling membership goes to their whole get woke, go broke thing. Scott, this kind of shocked me. The Daily Caller reported that the Mormon Church announced that it is discontinuing its partnership with the Boy Scouts. That part didn't shock me. Who wouldn't want to disassociate themselves from this organization right now? And that they'll start up their own boys program in 2020, which I hope turns into a real success. But when that happens, and this is what shocked me, the Scouts will lose a third of their membership. Where did that number come from?
I think churches have always been an active part in Boy Scouting. A lot of times the locations where the Scouts could meet would be in church meeting rooms
for
church basements and things like that. And so that doesn't surprise me. I don't know directly. It doesn't surprise me that the Mormons were intentionally engaged in that kind of a values-centric kind of program, which is really what it was built to be. It was a combination of athleticism, of skill building, of learning values that will stand you in good stead in the future, of essentially, you know, it's sort of the Baden Powell vision of becoming a man. It was a knighthood kind of a process without having to, you know, sever anybody's limbs. And so, and it's sad that we are now in a time when maintaining that kind of male experience is very difficult, both because of mixed messages that are being sent about what it means to be a male, and because of creepy people that have insinuated themselves into organizations and become a danger to the boys, and frankly, because of a loss of interest in the outdoors. It's a combination of loss of interest and a fear of the outdoors. I mean, years ago, I read this book called The Last Child in the Woods. You know, and it was kind of like on your way out, shut the door. Parents have become fearful of the kinds of experiences that are best able to prepare their kids to face future threats. And by that, I don't mean just physical threats, but I mean the kind of threats to your character and threats to your manhood. And so I don't know how you turn this around. I mean, short of a revival of a spiritual nature where people begin to see the importance of this process again, I don't know how the Boy Scouts, Scouts BSA.
Yeah.
By the way, BSA stands for something, but I don't know how they reverse this. I do recall with fondness my time, and Mrs. Kirshner, by the way, was our den mother in Cub Scouts. And she was Bobby Kirshner's mom, and she was terrific. And we would go to her house, and we would play games, and we would eat food, and we would run around in her backyard. And then years later, I saw Mrs. Kirshner and her daughter playing together in a field with the other rugby players. We had a badass Cub Scout leader.
Sounds like it. Well, Scott, let me jump in here for just a sec. Would the Mormon Church's actions here be something? Would that be an example you would like to see more churches follow? Maybe your church start a boys' youth group to teach these skills? Because if you're going to have a spiritual revival, what better place to start?
Yeah, a lot of these things already exist, actually. In the church that we were part of back in Pennsylvania at Cedar Crest Bible Fellowship Church, they have, I'm blanking now on the name of it, but it's an age-graded sequential process where the kids come together on Wednesday nights or whatever, and they play games, and they're very physically active, and they memorize Bible verses, and they eat food, of course, and have a great time. And I was part of this little group, which I think they called the little guys, like tree frogs or something like that.
It's adorable. Like,
I can't remember. My son was, you know, my son who is 20 now was in it at the time. But that was a great experience. And I'll bet that that church, and that is not the only, that program itself was run all over the place. There's another program called Awanas, which is similar, that is boys and girls participate in Awanas. And they have badges and they, you know, move progressively, and they have adult leaders who provide a godly example for them. So, yeah, I think what you're talking about that they're planning to do in the Mormon Church is actually already flourishing across the country, and we're probably making too much, in one sense, of the demise of the Boy Scouts, because it's not the only game in town.
Good.
But it is a marker. It's a sad thing.
Yeah, in fact, Scott, you're making me think that having a national organization was probably a mistake, because it gives the progressives one point of failure to take over, as they like to do. Bill, writing a Red State a couple of days ago, Brandon Morse, I think, really hit the crux of this issue. He said, boys are increasingly encouraged to be safer and more accepting of things that run against their nature. This is more dangerous than our society as a whole can realize yet, as boys need to be able to be boys. However, in this day and age, the very nature of boys is often the subject of ridicule and even labeled as a societal evil. Do you think the progressives had to destroy the Scouts?
Well, of course they had to destroy the Scouts. I remember my Cub Scout oath, which apparently has changed a little over the years, but I remember I promised to do my duty to God and my country, to be swear and obey the laws of the pack. So all of those things, you know,
right.
Do my duty. What? Duty? What's duty? To God? Please. And my country, you fascist American, you know, racist traitor.
It started with
square,
on my honor.
Yeah, to be square, the part that everybody liked to laugh at, but yeah, was it on my honor?
Mm-hmm.
Be square basically means be a good guy and to obey the laws of society, but all of that has to go. So is it Boy Scouts? Was it Boy Scouts of America singular or Boys Scouts of America?
Boy Scouts of America singular.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay, so look, there are two things here. One of them is serious. In the demise of the Boy Scouts, the other one's not serious. The serious issue is this molestation thing. The Boy Scouts that I was a part of, or the Cub Scouts anyway, I mean, if any of that had gotten out, I think that man probably would have been beaten to death by the other fathers. He certainly would have been shown the way out of the town. So there's this whole tolerance of this and it just simply should not have been tolerated under any circumstances. Once you had the first case come up, the Boy Scouts of America should have been like, we will prosecute to the absolute extent of the law, so help us God, we will put you as far away as you can go if you're in the Boy Scouts for this reason. So that was a serious issue that apparently went to undressed for far too long. But the trivial issue is this basically just acquiescing to the you know, social justice warriors of the pop culture. It's like, we can't be Boy Scouts. Well, what about girls? Well, girls can become Girl Scouts. Well, what if a girl wants to join the Boy Scouts? Well, that's unfortunate. They may want to join the NBA as well, but they're not going to get there either. That constant caving in and that constant sort of, retreat to this political correctness, doomed it. And the reason I asked you about the official name of it is that the second that they actually do file Chapter 11 bankruptcy and Boy Scouts of America is gone, I would like to start a company called Boys Scouts of America, completely different organization, and we would have a series of uniforms, and we'd learn how to tie knots, we'd have skits, we would teach people to to be square and obey the laws of the pack, and we would and we'd have them on their honor to do their duty to God and their country. That's basically what I would do with this brand new, completely unrelated to BSA, the Boys Scouts of America. And it wouldn't be BOYZ either; it'd be Boys. It'd be Boys Scouts of America, and people would flock to this, right? You were, Steve, you called this episode, get woke, go broke.
Yeah.
But it's also roll left and die, and it's also any one of these other things where organizations that are targeted by the left because so much about them is despicable to the left, acquiesce to the left, continue to lower their standards in order to make the left happy. There is no making the left happy. Their entire purpose is to destroy this organization. They should have just taken that flag on a hill, planted it there. This is who we are. This is who we're going to be. If you don't want to be a part of it, we don't have guns to your head. That's fine. And if you want to start the BOYZ Scouts of America, by all means, go right ahead, and you can have as politically correct an organization as you want to. But this is what we are. This is what we've been for 100 years, and we're standing here, and you can go to hell. And if they'd done that, they still would be here. But those are fundamentally manly, confident, honorable traits and an honorable, confident, manly way to handle a problem like this. And so who do you blame but the scout leadership, right? I mean, I don't mean the den mothers or the scout leaders. I mean the corporate Boy Scouts, who probably many of them in the corporate headquarters of Boy Scouts of America would wonder how many of those were actually Boy Scouts at one point or another.
Wow, it does make you wonder. Bill, the point you raised there at the end really goes to the heart of what I wanted to say, because I have living proof that doubling down on your existing values and not giving in to the left is what saves an organization.
Absolutely.
Real world example. I'm a graduate of Missouri Military Academy, class of 1987, a military high school. And during the 70s, during the post-Vietnam era, something like half or maybe more of the military high schools in this country went out of business. You know, a bunch of them tried loosening their standards to attract more students. They went lax discipline. You didn't have to wear your uniform all the time. They went to the pre-shined shoes. That you didn't have to polish yourself and all the rest.
Churches have done the same thing.
Yeah. The high school I went to, Missouri Military Academy, during this time, actually doubled down on all of these aspects. They tightened up their discipline. They actually tightened up the regulations on when you could wear civilian clothes and even the number of civilian clothes you could even bring to school. I was allowed two pair of pants and three shirts that were civilian. I mean, they really did this hard. You had to shine your shoes, polish your brush literally every day. They made things more strict. And as a result, unlike I think something like half the other schools just in Missouri, MMA thrived, and they're still thriving today. And the reason is they stood true to the values that the school was founded on. And I believe right now that even with these lawsuits for these horrible things, that if the Boy Scouts had stayed true to their values, not only would they have drummed these molesters out of their ranks, but they would have the financial wherewithal to make good on the things that happened under their watch. And instead, they got woke. They went broke. We're going to see this happen to more organizations unless they double down on the things they really believe in. And that is your right angle on that. Thanks so much for watching. Members of BillWhittle.com make this possible. If you like what you see, we would love to have you on board. Click on over. Hit that join button, that membership button, whatever it is. Do it. You know you want to. And this is almost it. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you in time for the new year. Bye-bye.